Still to come, what decides whether caterpillars go for bright warning colours or the camouflaged look? But first, how muscly are mussels? These shellfish produce sticky protein substances that they use to anchor themselves to rocks and other surfaces. Now, by adding the gene that the mussels use to make this glue to E. coli bacteria, scientists from MIT have been able to produce a powerful adhesive that will work underwater and with applications ranging from repairing ships to sealing up human surgical wounds. Amelia Perry spoke to Timothy Liu, who led the work.
Well, mussels have this really impressive ability to stick to surfaces underwater. And so what we've been inspired to do is to use the tools of synthetic biology to see if we can take those proteins and try to put them into an artificial system to make them better. So what we did was to actually combine the adhesive properties of mussels with the adhesive properties of bacteria. What we've done is to fuse those muscle foot protein genes with genes in E. coli that encode the production of what's known as curly fibers. Curly fibers are these extracellular fibers that bacteria make, and they're self-assembling fibers. And so what we've done now is to make these curly fibers fuse with the muscle foot protein such that we have a big jumble of these fibers on the outside of the bacteria that display these muscle foot proteins, thus allowing us to get very strong adhesion to surfaces.
So you inserted genes from the mussels, put them into E. coli, and essentially used them as mini bacterial factories in order to produce this glue. But how did you go about extracting it?
That's right. So we took the DNA from the mussels. We can combine it with the DNA that encodes the curly fibers from E. coli. And then we basically insert that hybrid set of genes into bacteria and have them be factories to make a lot of these sticky, curly proteins. Now, the interesting thing is when you do this, the bacteria essentially make tons and tons of these fibers. And what you can do is extract fibers from the bacteria either by cracking the cells open and pulling out those proteins. And then what we do is purify those proteins and then assemble the fibers in a test tube.
Are you producing enough of this glue for an industrial scale here, or is this still very small steps at the moment?
We've been primarily focused on small-scale production because we wanted to first verify that the materials had the desired properties. That being said, because we're making these glues in bacteria, and there are a lot of well-validated industrial processes for making proteins out of bacteria, we believe we can scale this up into much larger settings to make practical-scale materials. There are a lot of potential applications. One, obviously, is to use the glues for underwater repair of ships and other underwater materials. Another possible application is to actually use this glue in patients, where you often want to adhere different pieces of tissue together in wet conditions in the body during surgery or other medical operations. Finding good underwater glues that can stick surfaces together and maintain that adhesive nature is a challenge. And so we think that with further development, these type of glues may also be useful for human applications.
Timothy Liu at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and they published that work this week in Nature Nanotechnology.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, the email address chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can also find us on Twitter @nakedscientists. Don't forget, we're talking this week about the search for ET. According